from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, an Egg Harbor City man has pleaded guilty to manslaughter in a drunken crash that killed an 8-year-old boy 2 years ago. The Atlanta County Prosecutor's Office says Edward Johnston was driving more than 100 miles an hour in July of 2023 when he left Whitehorse Pike in Absecon and plowed into a parked car that little Javier Velez was sleeping in. The boy's father and brother were fishing nearby. The 25-year-old Johnston faces 15 years in state prison at his sentencing May 13th. A state grand jury has indicted 20 people accused of operating an opioid mill in North Jersey.
The Attorney General's office revealed the 53-count indictment on Wednesday. Authorities say the drug ring operated mostly in Patterson and Lodi from April of 2020 through October of 2023. 11 of the defendants have been arrested, but 9 remain at large. They face a laundry list of charges, including racketeering, promoting organized street crime, drug distribution near a school zone, and more. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Of the 6 Democratic candidates running to be New Jersey's next governor, 3 have pulled out ahead of the pack. According to an FDU poll, Newark Mayor Ross Baraka, New Jersey Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill, and Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop. Executive Director of the poll, Dan Cassino, says while Sherrill's name recognition is not as strong as Baraka,
those who do say that she is tend to like her, and she does very, very well. She especially seems to be doing well with the more centrist wing of the Democratic Party, the ones who talk about themselves as liberals, but not necessarily as progressive.
Cassino says 32% of Democrats have a favorable view of Fulop, and 43% have a favorable view of Baraka. Tomorrow we'll look at how the 4 Republican candidates are doing. This portion of the news is made possible by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood, family-owned and operated for over 50 years. Town Appliance has small-town courtesy with big-city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood or from home online at townappliance.com. A historic South Jersey hotel is now being sued for failing to pay royalties to recording artists. The American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers alleges that in December, Congress Hall and Kate May played at least 4 songs in its public spaces that it wasn't licensed to play. Congress Hall is among 15 businesses actually being sued this week to ensure that songwriters, composers, and recording artists are compensated. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Temperatures go down and the winds go up. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up, and New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
One more New Jersey.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Another day, another wind advisory. Cold front once again opening the door to a colder, drier air mass today, kicking up gusts to around 40 miles an hour later today. Hold on to your hat. Get ready to grab a heavier jacket, too, as temperatures fall into the mid-40s or so this afternoon with a mix of clouds and sun. Now, tonight, that gusty wind will continue. With clearing skies and chilly temperatures, lows will fall to around 30. Still pretty blustery for tomorrow, but we'll have sunshine and seasonable temperatures. Highs for your Friday in the upper 40s. There is a chance of a sprinkle or flurry early Saturday, then morning clouds give way to sunshine. Guess what? Still breezy. Highs on Saturday in the mid-40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Rockaway, it's 45. Franklin, 48. Beach Haven, 47.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.